And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Offboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Russ Braswell from the Shogun. Literally just stepped off the Shogun, then back on to talk about the current fishing conditions. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. There's a new kid in town, and they are creating near miracles on boats all over the Southland. It's Blue Seas Fabrication, the West Coast first and only certified C-Deck fabricator and installer. Install C-Deck EVA from non-skid decking materials on your boat, sport fisher, or yacht, and your boating experience is enhanced and improved. Why? Well, first, C-Deck from Blue Seas Fabrication enriches the look of any boat, old or new. Next, the C-Deck non-skid decking material adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. The possibilities are endless. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication show you how C-Deck will make your life easier and better on every trip. Their professional staff will custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with the stylish, non-absorbent, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean material in multiple textures, designs, and colors. C-Deck offers comfort and anti-fatigue properties for those long days of fishing. It can also be used on kayaks, boat trailers, and more. See for yourself. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com to see how C-Deck can transform your watercraft and truly create a wow factor for the next time you head out. Call them at 858-232-4188 for more information and a free quote. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. Literally just stepped off the Shogun just minutes ago. Captain Russ from the Shogun. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Great to have you. So you just came back off of a day and a half trip, right?
Yeah, day and a half, and we leave on a 3-day. And 3 hours.
And 3 hours. No time, no rest for the weary, as they say, right? You've been running steady on the Shogun. And I was just checking out the new Shogun website, shogunsportfishing.com. Fantastic.
Yeah,
Michael Folks
so
and Code Group put together. Really amazing. All animated and just fantastic.
Yeah, we're very impressed and came out good.
It looks great.
Yeah, yeah. So what's going on out there? Are we catching fish?
Yeah, we're starting to catch a little bit. It's a lot more promising. There's a pretty good spread of that kelp fish up above here. The guys are starting to see tuna down below, around Bonitas, below there. The angler had a good little hit on 18 to 20-pound, 22-pound tuna yesterday, so it's looking very hopeful.
That's great.
And it's coming this way.
Yeah. Hurricanes moved some really good water up here, and it looks like it's starting to slide up. So.
Yeah. And what you reminded of me, this is a typical season, right? This is still July. People get so anxious because we've had a couple of seasons where stuff was early.
Just, you know, looking back, and as long as I've been doing it, it's July.
Yeah.
You know, we've been in panic mode since May, it seems. And
yeah.
We'll see what happens this year. It's shaping up, you know.
Yeah. Still plenty of fish to catch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had good kelp fishing yesterday. It's a mixed grade. There's a lot of that 5 to 7 pound yellowtail, but you weed through them, and we had 37 or 38 12 to 30 pound yellowtail, and we had another 24 Dorado.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That's great.
That
30 pound yellows.
On the kelps, yeah.
Nice fish. Good grade.
And you said that the spread of fish as far as kelp paddy fishing was really big. I mean, there's a lot of areas that guys can fish that, and all of them seem to be fished throughout, you know, a pretty mega area.
We never seen another sport boat yesterday. So,
really?
A lot of guys out. It's down to the south. They're starting to see a fish out to the west. So
that's great news.
Would it surprise you at all to pull up to one of these kelps that you're fishing down on this next 3-day trip and find wide-open yellowfin tuna?
Absolutely not. There's been a little bit caught. You know,
cool.
There's some handful of that 12- to 15-pound bluefin and the handful of that smaller tuna caught on kelps already. So
already. It's going to happen.
Pretty soon here.
Yeah. Water conditions are right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We fished 71 to 73 degree water, blue, pristine
Sweet.
Blue water yesterday. So.
Yeah, I can't get over how warm that water got, which seemed like fairly fast. You know, when we were going out to the west to fish, you know, bluefin, we ran across several areas of 74 and even 75 degree water going over the ridge yesterday. And there is a, I don't know how it was down below, but there was a phenomenal amount of anchovies. Out to the west, you know, on the ridge. It was in green water, but, I mean, there was huge amounts of anchovy out there. Big, giant, black balls, breezers of it, you know, just happy up on the surface, feeding around. I mean, just being completely unmolested by fish. But, you know,
wow.
at some point, it's going to
go gonna
down.
They're going to find
them. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, no question. So tell us about the Shogun. You're the head man on the Shogun now, and I love fishing the Shogun.
Yeah.
I've spent many, many days fishing the Shogun for many years.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate to drive it. Aaron left us this year pursuing other things, and I was the next guy in line, and Renee followed suit with me. So it's Renee and I, and things are going well. We're catching fish, and passengers seem happy, so that's all that matters to us.
Yeah.
He's been doing a great job. The one thing you hear being at the landing is everybody getting off the boat just overwhelmingly stoked on all aspects of the trips, service and food and the fishing, and you guys are doing a killer job.
I think it's the crew. You know, I don't think it is the crew. We have a young crew, and I'm 32. Renee is the same age as me, so in the long-range fleet, we're young. And then the crew members are around my age to early 20s, and everybody's really hungry and eager. So, and trying to move up in the ladder themselves, so you get guys that really care about what they're doing and get to know the passengers. And that's the biggest thing. It makes it easy for me. I don't have to focus on that stuff as much. I can fish, and, you know, everything's taken care of.
Yeah, I went on a 6-day trip to with you last October. In October, we're doing another Let's Talk Hookup trip the beginning of November this year, and had a great time. You were the head guy then, and you're a fantastic captain. And what blew me away, Rick, is you were 31 last year when I went fishing with. Like, come on, you're not 31. I mean, geez, you're a seasoned veteran here. That's what blew my mind about. You know, guy half my age is doing a great job here.
When you got it, man.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
so,
got it.
Yeah, that's the key. I think that, you know, Captain Frank Lopresti, who's your partner and the operation in the Shogun there, recognizes talent. You know, he's got that eye for the talent.
It's just given the opportunity. I don't know. I appreciate that. I wouldn't say that I'm good, but lucky.
I think you're good. Yeah. You got to be lucky and good, right? Yeah. It's a kind of a combination of both when you go fishing. I think Bill Poole said it best. It's like, that guy's got fish sense.
Yeah.
So it's, I think that's what that's the key there. So what's the Shogun schedule for the rest of the year?
We have a couple more 3 days coming up here, and then we start going into some longer trips, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, like that. We have a couple more of our Monterey Bay collection trips. I think that eats up half of September. And then we go into our Guadalupe schedule in the fall.
That's something that probably a lot of people don't know, is that a lot of the people that have been to Monterey Bay Aquarium and saw the cool, you know, pelagic exhibits and things like that, that a lot of those fish were caught from the Shogun. Like, you guys put most of that big fish in there.
All the pelagic species that came off the boat, all the tuna, Dorado, that kind of stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, we're still working, but we get to go fish and catch them, and we work with them and get to ask all the scientists the questions that, you know, at least I'm curious about, what certain patterns of the fish and feeding and all that kind of stuff. So
that's cool.
You just came back from a collection trip too, and successfully collected some. Was it bluefin or yellowfin?
No, we caught yellowfin, and then we kind of got a little bonus. We're able to catch some Dorado as well. So
wow.
We brought back 30 tuna and I believe 12 Dorado.
Wow. And you put them in the bait tank and the fish wells, and they do fine, huh?
Typically the slammers of the wells, but this trip we tested out the bait tanks with the Dorado, and they seem to live fine. So
that's so cool.
It might be something more we do in the future.
So what do you do? Do you actually take them up to Monterey, or do you unload them here in San Diego?
No, we go to Marfac or Scripps and San Diego Bay there, and they have they call it the tuna something, Tunabago.
Tunabago.
It's just basically a giant water truck that they put the filtration system in, and they drive them all the way up there.
Wow.
They've unloaded the landing a time or two, so we've got to see the truck. And then I was driving to work one day, or driving somewhere, and saw this basically semi-tractor-trailer truck driving right down the thing, and just thinking that there's that truck passed millions of people going up the I-5 and had no idea that there's a school of yellowfin tuna, like inside of it going up the 5.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Now, what do you think of it? Like the tuna bagel?
Yeah,
it's
pretty cool.
That's a good one. I'm looking at the schedule at ShogunSportFishing.com and see that there's actually a couple spots left on a 5-day that's coming up at the end of this month. That's impressive.
Yeah, just with the slower start, I think. We filled a lot of spots at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Before the season started, just the slower fishing, it seems like. People are a little bit more hesitant to come out. But.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the schedule's pretty full. There's only a handful of
spots.
There's
only two spots on it, but still an opportunity to get to go.
Yeah. Very, very, very popular schedule here. And, you know, a mixture of 3- and 4-day trips throughout the August time period. And then, like you say, there's a limited number of trips in September because you've got a busy schedule there. And then October pretty much sold out. But then there's some trips in late November that have some, which is typically a really good Guadalupe time, right? That's the best fishing of the year right there.
I think the last two seasons we've been going there, late November has produced the most. That we're fortunate enough to have Inside Sport Fishing on that one show, and we had 59 over 100, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and that was a 5-day trip, 2.5 days of fishing. And then this last year, was your trip?
We were at end of October, last week in October.
But same deal last year. Late November into beginning of December there, that bigger fish seems to show up, and hopefully it's the same this year.
That's cool.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. It's going to be busy on the phone, so you better get with it.
No doubt. Yeah, so stoked to have Russ in here. Like you said, Pete, how cool. There's no fresher information than steps off the boat, then steps right back onto it again. And we're stoked to have Russ in here talking fishing with you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858 858-457-1090. It's open right now. Your best chance to get through, 858-457-1090. Or you can call us on that toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only is Russ going to be in here all morning talking fishing with us, we've also got some great catch reports and all kinds of great information coming your way on Let's Talk Hookup today. We have also got a really nice prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a brand new pair of Olakai's, the Nohea Moku shoes, which is a really comfortable pair of shoes. They're stylish. They're really, really comfy, lightweight, great pair of shoes.
I wear them every day.
Yeah, awesome, awesome pair, those Nohea Mokus for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And we sure appreciate Olakai Premium Footwear for letting us do that. It's a great prize. And, again, if you want to get your shot, the only line open right now is local line 858-457-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So I like to live aloha and wear Olakai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olakai sandals are the best I've ever worn because they're based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olakai makes footwear for any time of day or night. My favorite Olakai sandals are the Ohana. Water resistant and great for the beach or the boat. Olakai is always coming out with great new styles too, like the Nohea Moku that features a no-tie bungee lace with patented drop-in heel that lets you slide right in. And the Razor Sip bottom delivers plenty of traction on the boat deck. Share your aloha with the Olakai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olakai and tagging your photos with hashtag AnywhereAloha. Olakai footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or olakai.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, Captain Russ from the Shogun is in the studio with us talking fishing. ShogunSportFishing.com. You want to book, get excited. You want to have an opportunity to go fishing this year. Better jump on it because spots are going fast. Speaking of spots going fast, all the lines are full. They want to talk to Russ, so we better jump
into
it.
Let's do it, man. I'm ready. Well, how about we start it off this morning with Luke. Luke's calling us from Laguna Niguel. Good morning, Luke. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, all. Pete, Rick,
hi,
and
Luke.
Russell.
Morning,
hello.
Luke.
Morning.
Hey, Russell, congratulations on being the number one. It wasn't just you being in line. This is well-deserved.
Sure.
And I can say that from firsthand experience of fishing with you twice on two of the best long-range trips I've ever been part of. And they didn't happen by accident, and your skill and dedication and leadership are really the reasons. I got two simple things to ask. The first is how are you going to keep a leash on Kenny so he doesn't get away? And two, what are your long-term plans for the boat? Now that you're in the position as the number one, what do you see that you want to incorporate or change or make different?
As far as Kenny, we hope he sticks around for a while here. It's a great point.
His food is no joke, man.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Really good.
It's hard to lose weight on the boat.
Yeah, I'll bet.
As far as keeping a leash on him, I don't foresee him going anywhere anytime soon. But, at some point, you make a decision for other career path or whatever. Hopefully, he sticks around for a while. As far as long-term on the boat, we'll see what happens. I don't plan on going anywhere to make a living doing anything. I feel you have to have ownership or at some point. And that's always kind of been the plan. With Mexico this year, with some of the things that they did, it just makes you think a little bit more. But I plan on being invested in the boat. I've already invested in the boat 6 years now, and a lot of time. I think I've worked over 320 days every year. So I think that's
wow.
A pretty big investment there.
320?
At least
every
between bow work and fishing and everything,
that's a lot of days.
Ashley can attest to that. A lot of time there, but it's the big picture, in the end. I hope that answers your question.
All right, Luke. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, well, let's jump right back into the phones again. If you want to get through, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to John, who's calling us from Orange this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
What's up, great. John?
Hey, I got one quick question. I've got a friend of mine, private boater, young guy who's just getting going. Been doing it for the last year or so. And I'd like to set him, for his birthday, I'd like to set him up with a kite setup. What's the best one for a guy to get started with?
As far as the kite itself, or when you say a setup, you mean like a rod and reel to fish?
No,
I mean
the kite itself and the rigging. What's the best one to get him started with?
I think it's a good question, and Russ, maybe you could touch on it.
What do you think, Russ?
I mean, obviously there's different types of kites, and I know that, Shogun, you guys use both the square-style kites and then that Boston Big Game bag-style kite. Maybe give a rundown on... What?
We call it the Batman kite. Just that one's probably the easiest one, I would say. Those square kites, you get them wet, you have to dry them out before you fly them again. A lot of times we have to put helium balloons to get them to fly like we like, gain altitude and all that stuff. So I would say those bag-style kites, especially if you're trolling around for this bluefin as of late here. You know probably better than I as far as skiff fishing goes, right?
I mean, I totally agree with what Russ is saying, that the beauty of those Boston kites is they're very easy to fly. They don't require much wind. They don't require a helium tank or helium balloons. And they're
user-friendly.
And they're a lot lesser expensive, too. I mean, they're cheap, in relative to what, a good square-frame kite nowadays, the price... We've seen three price increases over the last year on Lewis fishing kites. Lewis is probably the most popular brand of the square kite. In 1 year, the price has gone up three times. And they just keep saying it's a material cost on their end. The cost of those spars gets them. And you can get a Boston kite for around $60. a Lewis kite is going to cost you $100 more than that. You know, so that they're inexpensive. They're very easy to fly. If you do make a mistake and you dunk them in the water, those are made of that plastic material. You can literally just shake the water off of them and get them right back up in the air again.
Same with the AFCO kite, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You can shake the AFCO kite is if you dump it in the water, it's still going to fly.
Yeah, you can shake it off. The beauty of the AFCO, though, is, again, if you don't have the wind, you can attach a helium balloon to it. But to do a helium balloon, you've got to have it at rigid, square-framed kite. The Boston one won't really work with the helium so much.
Yeah, very good. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090.
Dan in Encinitas, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Dan?
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got two questions. One is, what's the ideal setup for Guadalupe? And would the Yummy Flyer also work for trolling for yellowfin? Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Address the flyer. It's, as far as us, you know, we'd go on our longer trips and we troll live flyers and that Yummy Flyer down at the bank and stuff. And that's really what we used it for before this bluefin.
That's where it really
started. Yeah.
Yeah. And one day we're like, well, they eat it. Let's try it here. And the bluefin ate it as well. As far as Guadalupe, I like, it's a 7550 or 7560 Seekers, the Seeker rod. It's a newer rod they came out with. I've seen it in some of the catalogs and some of them not, but
rail rod.
Yeah, I rail everything, but
yeah.
It's either a 7550 or a 7650.
But a 7 to 7.5 foot rod,
yeah.
Obviously 50-60 pound.
Exactly, okay. And then I like those Pin Fathom 40s. Two-speed narrow reels that, for the price, yeah, I don't think you can beat them. And then we also use the Talicas and stuff, Talica 16. But that size of reel, you know, a Pin 40 or a Talica 16, something like
what
that.
What pound test you fishing?
80-pound Spectra to 60-pound Floro.
60 Floro.
I like to fish a size up on the Spectra because it's going to break before, you know, your fluorocarbon or mono.
Sure.
Just because of the abrasion resistance or lack thereof.
And the advantage of using the Power Pro Spectra-type lines is your bait's going to swim more naturally too, right?
Yeah, you can use a little bit smaller reel. You know, you get more line capacity. Yeah. The baits, you allow the bait to swim a lot better.
How much of the 60-pound fluoro would you say is ideal to fill up on top of your Spectra?
Rod tip to reel is all we use.
Okay.
And then size hook, 3-0, 4-0, like that. We use those Trocar 619s, TK619s, and they have a little bit bigger bite. If you're using owners, the Super Muto, 4-0, I believe, 3-0.
And so you're using just basically 6-7 feet of fluorocarbon attached to the hook, and what kind of connection are you using?
RP knot, and
okay.
Then Aaron and I like tying this, we call it a figure eight knot, it's a loop knot, or a San Diego.
Okay.
Just a preference, you know, you get used, if it's not broke, don't fix it type of deal. I don't really see it one way or other as far as ring hook or non-ring hook, but we started putting that loop in there just because, and now it's
that's what you do.
In the back of our head that if you don't do that, you're not going to get bit.
All right, and what kind of loop knot is it?
We just call it figure eight. Right. It's the only one that's adjustable. You can pull a tag in and it slides down.
Okay.
You're going to have to show me.
Is that like a uninot maybe, or?
No.
No?
No.
Going to have to just have Russ do a little YouTube video for us one of these days and show you the patented Captain Russ knot.
That's it. We'll have to do that. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland standing by on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Hello, Pete. Hi, Rick. Hello, Russ.
What's up, John?
Good morning.
Morning. Morning. Well, it's still going on. It's still going on. We got good fish, and I have to say that we're enjoying the best fishing we've had in the last 4 or 5 years for sure down on the East Cape.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really been going on. The water temps, it's actually warmed up a bunch this week. It's 82 to 84 inside and 85 to 88, about 15 miles off. We're right in the temp break, and it's the same areas. The fish continue to bite. Everything is within 15 miles from the hotel. The lighthouse has been super, super productive for the last, gosh, a month and a half. The boys off of Pescadero have also been producing tuna, a lot of yellowfin around now. Smaller ones being picked up on the Uchis and the cedar bugs. And then the bigger fish there, we're back to the squid, a lot of squid now. We've been getting some big sardine. I don't know whether they're sardine or not, but they're a 4 or 5 inch bait fish that's really, really effective that we've been using as well that we've been getting. I've been picking up, I'd say the average tuna on the boys and all that on the bait has been about 30 pounds. The ones on the troll have been 10, more football size, 5 to 20 pounds, something like that. But loads and loads of tuna around. Everybody's limiting on the tuna. Dorado fishing have picked up as well, quite a few more Dorados. Smaller schooling Dorado, and then as we found out last week, there's quite a few big bulls around out there. So we're getting the occasional big bull on the marlin lures. Marlin, not much pressure on the marlin at all, but there's loads and loads of them around. Loads around, and lots of blues this week, too. Lots of blues were released. And anybody that's targeting marlin, they're out there for sure in a big way. A couple wahoo per day come in. Keep in mind we're sending out 10 to 20 boats a day now, so that gives you the idea of what your percentage on the wahoo. But they're 40 to 60-pound fish, and we're averaging about 2 per day that come into the cleaning table. Big guyos, I can't go, what can I tell you guys? A 50 pounder's not a peewee. I'm not gonna go that far.
Yeah.
But 80 pounds.
50 pound rooster's a pretty nice fish, but an 80 pounder is even bigger, right?
No, yeah, every day. Every day. There's so four, cool. Five, 80 plus pounders a day.
Wow.
And they're being good, you know, they're releasing them because they're lousy to eat and everything, and they're easy fish to release. And thankfully everybody's doing it, so gosh, we could be releasing some world records. I'm telling you, they're just pulling in some giant, giant fish. So
that's great news.
Overall, fishing's just killer.
And that Dorado shootout last weekend was a true shootout, huh?
Oh, you know, it's interesting, Pete, because as we know, the last couple years have been dog days. And last year, the winning fish, with a couple hundred thousand dollars, was a 12-pounder, right?
Yeah. Yep.
This year, 61-4.
Yeah. Beat and out
Sean
by
Feeney. You know Sean Feeney? He was the winner, yeah. His old friend of Bob Sr., you know, it's kind of appropriate. Old Sean's an old timer around. He's been around there for, gosh, near as long as I have. And so it was nice to see him pick it up. He was the one. But they had five fish over 50 pounds that they weighed. So
yeah.
It was very competitive and real good fishing. And you know what? All the fish were taken in the same areas that we've been fishing. Everything's been real, real close.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, and Matt from El Regalo Scorpion Sport Fishing came in with what he thought was the winning fish at 59 pounds.
Right.
And then Sean comes in at 61 pounds and beats him. But the cool thing is Sean gave the truck to the captain of the boat, which was really a cool deal.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, that's pretty normal. Everybody's really, really generous with the captains on these tourneys and all that. Everybody's pretty darn good. You know, it's not like the Bisbee on the other side. It's not for the money as much as it is for the title and all that. All the East Cape tournaments are different, and I think they're a heck of a lot more fun than the highly competitive ones on the other side. I enjoy our tournaments, and these one-day shootouts are a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, cool. Well, sounds like a great time to come down to Rancho Leonero.
Sure.
Do you have any spots available?
We do, and we do through the season. So, yeah, and the bite continues, so come on down and take advantage of it because it is our best fishing by far in the last 5 years. So.
And everybody's been raving about that new 7 a.m. flight that Alaska has, San Diego to Los Cabos, 7 a.m. You beat all the crowds that way, right?
It's amazing. Yeah, I've been hitting that one myself, using that one. They've got another one out that goes out later at night now, too, that goes out about 5:36 at night. So you can get a whole day fishing and then leave. If you leave coming in on that early morning flight, you get an afternoon in. But you get all, you know, you get a better most of the day the first day, and then the day you're leaving, you can fish all day as well. So yeah, they're getting and there's a lot more flights coming in. Gosh, you know, it's my nephew. By the way, I want to congratulate my nephew. He's just made captain, and he's on the airlines. He's on Spirit now. So. I wanted to congratulate
awesome.
Brian Ireland, yeah, for going to the left seat now. And he's on that route. He actually flies San Diego to Cabo a lot, too. So
Yeah.
And you can fly with my nephew.
There you go.
I had to congratulate John. Brian. He just made captain last week.
Wow, so. Congratulations,
that
Brian.
Was a big deal.
All right. Very good, John. Well, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Llanero, how do we find you?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252. And we've been loading all these pictures up. Check out these rooster fish. Awesome stuff. Big guys.
All right. Very good. Thanks. Appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Look forward to it, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate that. All right. Now we got a little special bonus to the report. We got the man, Captain Buzz Brizendine, is on the line from the Prowler right now. Good morning, Buzz.
Hey, Pete.
Good morning, Brizendine.
Good morning. Ross, how you doing?
Good, Buzz. How are you?
Good, Buzz.
Doing good. We just got in. Excellent fishing on day and a half trip. Beautiful weather, nice conditions. Couldn't ask for much more.
Yeah, it's just been the weather, knock on wood, has just been pretty darn good here these past few weeks along with the fishing, right?
It is. I heard today it's supposed to be even better, so that's good. The size of some of those yellowtail on the kelps is just phenomenal. I mean, we had fish that were over 30 pounds, I would judge, yesterday. And that makes it a special deal.
That's great, Buzz. Excellent to hear that fish of that quality to go along with some filler. And sounds like it was some fun fishing yesterday.
It was really fun fishing. And it sounds like there's more to come. I mean, stuff's just, I'm sure Ross has told you about it, just filling in almost day by day now. So that's excellent.
Great news.
No doubt about it. So what's next for the Prowler, Buzz?
Well, we got in this morning, Pete. We're leaving again this evening, another day and a half trip at 8 p.m. It's a light load. It's a definite go. And we're going to go down and hopefully do a repeat of this last trip.
Fantastic. So if somebody wants to jump aboard tonight's trip on the Prowler, how do we do that?
I would say the best way to do it is to call the landing at 619-221-8500 and ask for the Prowler.
Or just book it right online at fishermanslanding.com. It's another easy way.
Thanks, Pete. I always forget that one.
Yeah, that's all right, Buzz. All right, thanks
great
for
job,
the
Buzz.
Check. Way to get them, and we'll talk to you real soon. Appreciate the report.
All right, great. Good show. Talk to you later.
Right, very good. Hey, all the lines have been full all morning, but we do have a line open on each side. One on 877-792-1090, one on 858-457-1090. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to Russ, have a chance to win that Olakai Noheya Moku shoe. Super comfortable shoe, courtesy of our friends at Olakai. There you go.
You got it, man. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Jerry. He's calling us from Garden Grove this morning. What's up, Jerry? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, morning. Russ, I want to just thank you very much for making me look smart. I have a real good friend that was dying to do something longer than a 2.5 day, and he hit it perfect. He was on that Insight Sport Fishing trip the day after Thanksgiving with Luke and everything, and he come back and he stocked him 2 years later of the same trip. And he's so excited. He's already booked for the same trip this year, and he says, come on, old man. So we're already booked for June on the 8 day next year. We booked that friend already for June of next year, so keep it going. And keep them happy so I look better than ever.
I'll do my best.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jerry.
That was I know we already touched on it at the beginning of the show, but that has been such a really good time of year, that fall down at Guadalupe. It's just been crazy to see. I remember when we were going down for our long trip, you know, that's when we do our Let's Talk Hookup 12-day long range trip. I remember like being on the WhatsApp texting back with Russ. It's like, yeah, we had 30 today over 100. It's like, man, I hope we can do that. You know, I hope we can do that in the buffer zone.
That's why those late November trips are good.
Yeah.
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 I remember texting you back and forth. you know, those longer trips, it's hard to go there. I remember it was, you guys got, I don't say lucky, fortunate. The few trips before that down at the bank and the island were slower, and it's like, well, we can go catch 100 pounders here. And that's, I think a lot of people lose sight of the fact that we're 220 miles away from the point.
From home, yeah, exactly.
Catching 100 pound fish late in the season. Where else do you do that? There's nowhere else you go do that.
No. And have the scene of Guadalupe, too, in itself.
Yeah, that.
Such an amazing place.
I've been fishing my whole life. I have more pictures of that place than anywhere else. Every time I go there, it amazes me. Especially driving the boat, you run over a new deal. It's everything's so drastic. You're a quarter mile away from the island, and in 60 fathoms of water or more, you know, and you run over these spots, it comes from 50 fathoms up to 8 and sheer.
That's just straight up and straight down.
Yeah, it's why you get rubbed off so much by those big yellow tongues.
That's it. That's the other thing you don't talk about is that giant yellow. Right?
I was just going to say the same thing. What do you enjoy more, or what's more of a challenge, you know, fishing those big yellowtail there, fishing the tuna? I mean, do you have a personal favorite?
I think I'm a lot like a lot of guys. Surface iron, yellowtail fishing, there's not too much more that gets me more excited. Now, I got my personal best there. Last June, I got a 52 on the surface iron.
Ooh. The holy grail of fish, yeah. To get a 50-pounder on the surface iron.
And then we had the same days when we got the 81-pounder, and just to see the it doesn't even look real, those big yellowtail. I thought we had one just the head. It got bitten by a shark, but from the pec fin to the nose, it was 43 pounds.
Come
so
on.
I can't imagine how, you know.
Pec without the head.
It was just the head.
From the tip of the nose to the pectoral fin was 40 pounds?
43, I want to say.
Come on.
Oh, I swear, we weighed it. It was huge.
What would you guys guess? How was that, 100-pounder? I mean,
I don't know. It's those bigger yellowtail, they get so skinny. You know, they have these big heads and long bodies. But, you know, 80-pounder we caught was proportionate.
Okay.
As far as the pictures and... I think I've been on the boat for half a dozen fish over 70 pounds.
Oh,
they just don't look right. They look like they're on the way out, you know?
Yeah.
That fish was proportionate. My 52-pounder was the exact same length.
Okay. So,
half the...
Super round.
Right.
So it was close to a 100-pounder. Who knows, right?
Never know.
Yeah.
When you catch those real big ones down there, you know, when they get lucky enough, do most of them all come from a fly line? Do they all come from the dropper loop? Is there a way that you more commonly see the real big yellowtail?
Dropper loop. A lot of times we fish tuna in the day, we fish yellowtail at night. It just works out that way. Dropper loop's the most effective because everything's so deep. Like I was saying, you're anchored up so deep, and we did have good fishing, yo-yo fishing. We're using a short piece of 80-pound fluorocarbon and a real full spectra, so that way you can drop 60 fathoms and yo-yo. I think it was December. Four drops in a row is four over 50, and then one of them was over 60.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Pretty amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, good luck on your trip. I think you're going to get them. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I want to remind you, be sure to check out all the info and things on our website, letstalkhookup.com. I just posted on our Facebook and Instagram a picture of our buddy Adam on the other side of the glass here. Adam's a real backbone to our show here. Not only does he run our board most every Sunday and a lot of Saturdays, too, when Ted's not here, but he also posts all the archives that everybody always enjoys listening to, recordings of the show. Adam's our archive genius there, posts all that up there. So check out Adam in his studio there on our Instagram as well as Facebook, and we certainly appreciate everything Adam does for Let's Talk Hookup. But in addition to that, check out the latest post on our front page of letstalkhookup.com, the Christmas Island with Cass picture. Check out that giant trevally that one of the participants caught on the fly. Also, Dr. Bob Blum's in there. He went on that trip and had a great time. And, of course, Yanni, who we're going to hear later on in the show from, has the latest Fisherman's Belly recipe on our Angler's Table section. And then a great photo of the week from Dwayne, who caught a really nice Dorado in Loreto. So all up there. We talked about it yesterday. I'll be putting up our great friend from doing our email blast is going to be posting a story I wrote about our Katmai Large trip along with some fantastic photos of our group there coming up this week. So if you haven't subscribed to our newsletter yet, be sure to do that on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. Check it out.
The only thing I got to ask, I see that photo with that GT on the fly, and I know that it's done. How on earth? I have no idea. Because I
can't even land him on a 80-pounder.
I used to give you the hardest time in the world about fly fishing. Over there. I fell in love with doing that over there.
Oh, yeah,
Christmas Island bone fishing on the fly was for sure one of the coolest things in fishing I've ever got to do in my life. Totally fell in love with it. That's what I'm saying. You can't hardly hang on to those big GTs on very, very heavy tackle. How on earth do you catch one like that on a fly rod?
I have no idea, but it's done.
It's
we'll
cool,
have to ask
man.
Conway Bowman.
That's what I want to talk about. That's cool.
Conway now.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A great opportunity for you to call. Like Pete said, it's been solid all morning. We have one open phone line right now. It's your shot. 877-792-1090. We got more with Captain Rest of the Shogun when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. And there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat. Probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, Russ mentioned earlier, Italica 16, nothing like it.
Boy,
perfect one for a 100-pound tuna.
We always joke, I don't think you could sit down with a blank piece of paper and a pencil and draw something that's better for Guadalupe and just big tuna fishing in general than that Italica 2-speed. The reel is lightweight, it's very comfortable, it holds a lot of line, but the biggest thing is it's got torque. It's got so much power for a reel that's small and comfortable and fits in your hand and casts a bait good and allows your bait to swim good with that light spool weight, but so much power to handle a 100-pound tuna.
You bet. And you match it with that one of those Therese rail rods. What a machine for landing a big tuna.
Perfect combo, no
doubt
about it.
Yeah, super lightweight and lots of power that you need to get them. Therese and Talica from Shimano. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Scorpion Sport Fishing, featuring two of the best boats in the Eats Cape, including that 35-foot Cabo Yahtzee El Regalo, which, Pete, you mentioned, had the second-place finish in a 59-pound Dorado.
Second place
Dorado. Yeah, gosh, that's crazy. 59-pounder. Unbelievable.
That's
so congrats to the El Regalo. And don't forget, they've also got such a perfect boat for the East Cape in that 26-foot twin outboard center console, the Scorpion. They also offer beach fishing, and the professionals at Scorpion Sport Fishing are equipped and determined to make your fishing dreams come true. Check scorpionsportfishing.com for the finest charters in the East Cape. We're going to start off the catch board up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Awesome. Gosh, man, we had a great week of fishing up here. It was just a super fun week. You know, the water along the beach here, as I'm sure you guys have seen, it was toasty, really warm this week. I mean, the stuff that we fished in up here, was in like the 72 to 76 degree range pretty much all week. So you can imagine with that, the calico bass fishing locally was nothing short of excellent. The fly line anchovy or sardine, for sure, I'm going to tell you, was the ticket this week. And the action is, it's been nonstop. Just about every bait, literally every bait is a bite. So it's just really fun fishing right now. You know, if you've ever wanted to get your kids, your wife, girlfriend, or someone out on the boat with you, I would have to tell you that right now would be a good call. You know, the bass are biting. And it's, and that's just on the fly line anchovy. The surface iron, the artificial stuff continues to get bit as well, no problem. But the equalizer this week for sure is sorting through some of those smaller fish was the fly line sardine. You know, it allowed the pastures to target some of that bigger bass and eliminate some of those shorter undersized fish. But those guys fishing that sardine also, you know, had some other game fish as well. We had a nice yellowtail one day early in the week, just right at 30 pounds, actually. That was caught on the Some Fun. Some sea bass, too, in our counts. One yesterday on the Dana Pride went 29 pounds on the sardine fished on a sinker. The Real Fun had one on Friday that went 28 pounds. So, I mean, it's been fun for sure. It's been biting here on the beach. So, for sure, like I said, if you want to get out there with the first timer, I would tell you to make that happen now. The Fury over at San Clemente Island yesterday, you know, he had excellent fishing as well. He had 40 yellows, close to 50 bonita, some other mixed bass, sheephead, rockfish. Things are hitting. So, and now's the time. If you guys want to hop on a trip, I tell you, call the landing and make reservation. Things fill up quick, certainly this time of year, and with the fish biting here locally. The number here to the office is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And on these local trips, guys, you can click on that Let's Talk Hookup banner ad with the, you know, the Dana Wharf banner ad right there on your front page, and it'll save you 25% on one of these local trips. So you got to get on it right now. This is biting.
Yeah, good timing, man. Really good timing. And, yeah, you can save a lot of money on that front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, and just click on the Dana Wharf banner and go fishing almost for free.
Go fishing, save 25%.
Yeah.
Sure, you know, I had Mills and Patrick G out with me on a Wednesday night on a twilight, quick little hit.
Oh,
those guys
cool.
Were roping the giant calicos on it.
Nice.
They were fighting each other for the biggest sardine in the handle. So it's been a good time. So.
How fun. Fun times. Appreciate that, Brian, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
All right.
Later, Willie. All right. Well, hey, let's hit the surf now. Our surf fishing guru, the man, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What up, Gundy?
What's going on, guys?
Doing great, buddy. Very hard report to deal with last week. Could it possibly be as good as it was last week?
I tell you, Brockcott, it's just we're pumping on all cylinders right now. The Corbina bite was excellent. Boy, that'd be fun fishing with Mills and Patrick G on the twilight.
Yeah.
I love those
yeah.
twilight trips. Make Mills buy the beer.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get with this. I got a lot to talk about. Excellent week of Corbina fishing. Big influx of warm water. You know, we're pushing the 70s in a lot of spots. There are tons of sand crabs, unlike what we've seen over the last 3-4 seasons. The spot fin bite was very good this week. Lots of quality fish off the piers and jetties. Good stretches of halibut fishing. Bonus striped bass in the mix here. We'll start with Wiley's. Good Corbina action all along Malibu. 2-pound fish on average with some kickers mixed in. Lots of chovy and tights, so the reef fishing was very good. They posted a 6.5-pound calico bass taken in the rocks there. Just Fishing reported some striped bass popping up, and I think this is a function of that anchovies. In the surf line off Hermosa, a 16-pounder was the big fish, 8-pounder, a couple of 6-pounders, and the guys hooked a few more fish. Golden Black, 130 flash minnow is what those guys were throwing. A little bigger bait, you get a little more distance, good for that kind of situation. Small yellowtail and bonita in the mix. Some big Corbina on Torrance Beach, another 4-pounder posted. Big Fish reported a nice run of big spot fin off the Seal Beach Pier. And the jetty, Ghost Shrimp has been the top bait for the bigger models, up to 4 pounds. Cherry Beach still kicking out the halibut there. Catch 'em Tackle in Newport reported Red Hawk Corbina action all along the peninsula there. Nugget Sand Crabs has been the best bait. Most fish around 2 pounds with a couple fish up to 4 there. Real nice quality. I'm sure earlier or late is probably when you're going to get a shot at those better quality fish. Hogan's reported good Corbina action, also good action in and around the harbor there. They had a 5-pound yellowtail off the San Clemente Pier. Pacific Coast reported terrific Corbina fishing, 1 to 2-pound models really on the bite. six to seven fish in a session, some of the guys were reporting on the incoming tide this week. That's really good action. And then finally, blue water, 24-inch striper, 8-pound orange mouth taken in Botaquitos on an XR10 X-Wrap that's in black and white. Geez, Pete, I mean, anywhere inshore, I think a lot of bait, you know, we're back to a lot of sand crabs, and then now we got this warm water, good conditions, so just look for an excellent summer and fall fishing year. We're all set up.
Gundy, unbelievable that the fishing could stay so consistent all the way up and down the beach. Great report, as always, buddy. We sure appreciate you compiling so much good information up and down the coast, and look forward to hearing another one next Sunday.
All right, guys. I love to do it. Have a good week.
Thanks, Gundy. All right, let's go up to Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. Talk to our buddy, Captain John. What's up, John?
Well, we have an interesting report. Once again, giant halibut are in the news here. In 2 3-day periods, in other words, 6 days, we had 19 100-pounders, and we also had 5 200-pounders. Now, if you think about that, that is simply amazing in a 6-day period to have that many gigantic halibut. I think the largest halibut was 250, and that would go around 75 to 77 inches. I mean, these things are monsters. Don't know where they came from, but they're in here, and we're catching them everywhere we go. We're going for chickens. We're getting 100-pounders. It's absolutely amazing. We've also got the coho coming in. We've had several 15-pounders hit the dock. It's not uncommon to see a 12 to 14 pounder in our fish box, and they're kind of coming in waves, and we're having to, you know, go search for them. We're fishing them at Danger Point and Parker Point, and they're just moving through. It's a really good coho run this year, and by the time you guys and your group gets here, it should be absolutely phenomenal with lots of coho and lots of giant halibut.
Wow, that's such a great
15-pound cohos. That's just awesome.
Oh, they're giant.
Awesome.
They look like they're bigger than the king sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and that's exactly it. I made a post on my Facebook page. I said king-sized coho because some of these coho are bigger than the kings we're getting. But we also had a 28.5-pound king yesterday. So that's pretty phenomenal.
That's
awesome. To get a big king on the dock, we had, you know, 15-pound coho on the dock. Nice salmon. I mean, this is just a phenomenal year for us.
Yeah, it is. And it's Whaler's Cove, such a wonderful place. And a lot of that fishing is 10 minutes from the lodge in the flat, calm seas of the Inside Passage there, too. Right, John?
Oh, yeah. And our weather's been really good. We started off yesterday morning with a little bit of wind, and then the fog came in, and there's plenty of visibility, but the water just flattened out. It was really nice. The next 5-6 days, they're saying 10 knots and less than 2-foot seas. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. So we're really shaping up to have, you know, a great summer weather-wise and fish-wise.
Sign me up. I can't wait to come. We're just a few weeks away from our Let's Talk Hookup Whaler's Cove trip. Ricky will be on the 3-day, and then I follow up on the 4-day right after that. And save a couple of those big halibut for us, okay?
Well, you're just going to have to go out and find those yourself, but they're there. I know one of our boats went out there and they released 1,200 and, oh, I can't remember how many, but over 1,200 pounds of halibut. They were just on the big halibut search, and everyone aboard caught a 100-pounder or better. So it was just amazing. But if anybody's interested in finding out if there's any spots here, because I really don't know. I mean, it changes day to day. There's a few spots likely left. They would have to either go to whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com, and check on availability. It's a tab on the left. Or they can call our reservations, and it's 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. Or like I said, just go to whalerscovelodge.com. Our phone number's there. The availability is there. And you can just find out if you got a spot. And if you can't get a spot this year, book for next year. We're already 80% booked for 2018. We're taking bookings for 2019 already.
Yeah,
that's so
I know.
Cool, John.
Yeah, we already have our dates set for 18 as well as 19 up there. So, yeah, 80% booked for 18 already.
That's so cool. Well, there's a reason, because you guys do it so good up
awesome
there.
Awesome spot. Yeah.
That's right.
John, great job. Keep that fishing coming, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, we'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye.
Very good. All right, SAC spotter plane pilot Tom Green is on the line. What are you seeing, Tom?
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Oh, you know, I've been out there the last few days doing some filming for film crew, and it is unbelievable the amount of bluefin that's out there right now, and yellowfin for that matter. But out there by San Clemente, my partner Carl, yesterday evening, saw a river of fish about 3 or 4 miles long all along the island on the inside of San Clemente. He said just outside the shrimp buoys. He says it was unbelievable what he saw yesterday.
Wow.
What a cool perspective you have, and just how cool to be able to relate to all these guys, you know, what you're seeing, where you're seeing it, and the volume of tuna that you've got to see this year.
The last 3-4 years, Rick, and every year it seems to be getting bigger. The volume has become greater and greater. 3 days ago, I saw 1,000 tons of 15-pound fish just not too far away. Just, you know, it was in the U.S. waters. It was down out kind of towards the butterfly. It was an unbelievable amount of that small fish. I couldn't get over it.
Was it yellowfin?
And I was licking my chops for next year.
Was it yellowfin, bluefin?
No, the small fish that I saw was bluefin.
Wow.
It was school after school of that small bluefin.
Wow.
And there was a little bit of yellowfin mixed in with it. But there's a good volume of the yellowfin around. It'll show for 3 or 4 days and then kind of get scarce and then come back with a vengeance. But
Tom,
it's been good.
Tom, definitely no need to say, especially if it's an industry trade secret, but how is it that you're able to identify the difference between yellowfin and bluefin, you know, from the sky like that?
Well, you know what? It's just, Rick, honestly, it's just years of watching how they act. They act different. And if you really study it I know this is going to sound silly, but you can take a look and see the pecs. And, you know, the bluefin and the yellowfin pecs, and there's a difference with that. But
yeah,
mostly it's the way they act.
That's so
trained
cool.
Eyes.
That is just so cool.
Yeah,
and we're so fortunate to have a guy like Tom up there flying for all the SAC boats out there, keeping an eye on what's going on, where the fish are at, and having that kind of trained eye on our back sure is a nice thing to have.
No question about it. And
I've been having a blast working with the SAC. They've been super, and it's really kind of cool to get a chance to work with them. That's
and,
for sure.
And you're putting the boats on these big kelps too, aren't you?
Well, yeah. When I get out there and flying for SAC, I sure do. And you know, we're starting to see a little bit more action on the kelps. It's not what I'm really hoping for so far this year, but I know. Like the San Diegan has been really whacking the fish. He's been doing great, and I know they're hitting the kelps and whatnot. So things are looking up, it looks like to me.
Yeah, well, fantastic. Tom Green, the SAC spotter plane pilot, we appreciate the report, and we'll look forward to another one next week.
Well, I might not make it next week because this coming week I'm going to be in the water in Hawaii. So it's going to be kind of fun for me. But then after that, I'll be back in biz.
Okay, that sounds good. And Russ says hi.
How you doing, Tom?
Hey, good. Hey, Russ, how you doing?
Pretty good.
All right, all right, you guys, good to hear your voice.
Tom, have a great time in Hawaii on your vacation, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Sure do it. Okay.
All right,
hey,
thanks a lot.
Good luck
all
to
right.
everybody.
Very good. Hey, and that is a complete catch report for you from Alaska to the sky. Nobody gives a more complete report than Let's Talk Hookup, no question about it. And that report sponsored in part by SurfFishTackle.com, where you find all the gear you'll need to catch fish on the beach. And let me tell you about that they're having a surf fishing clinic at South Carlsbad State Beach this coming Friday and Saturday. And if you go to SurfFishTackle.com, you can get all the details and sign up. This is a clinic's a chance for the folks to learn about from the pros, Bill Varney and the guys, right on the beach, right in actual things. And you heard Gundy, the fishing is really good. It's a good time
good timing
to learn
on
surf
that
fishing
one.
For sure. They provide all the bait and all the instructions. So go to surffishtackle.com and sign up. And again, I want to thank Bill for doing such a terrific job each week with our newsletter blast. He's really doing a fantastic job, so thanks for that, Bill.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. Tons of great information coming your way. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The season is here. It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The hottest new reel for inshore or offshore fishing is the Shimano Tranks 300 and 400. With two gear ratios, power handle or paddle handle, the new Tranks fills the gap for small and powerful level wind reels. Everyone knows how great the Shimano Tranks 500 is, so now you have it all. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the all-new Tranks models in stock and ready to fish. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Be here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh, but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer
sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends August 31st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.